Welcome back to Word of Mouth. He's considered perhaps the greatest writer to have ever lived. Shakespeare's plays run the human spectrum with sex, violence, romance, intrigue, iambic pentameter, now combined in a modern-day mashup. Kill Shakespeare is a graphic novel that brings together the bard's most beloved heroes and most treacherous villains, all in search of a reclusive wizard, William Shakespeare himself. Anthony Del Cole and Connor McCreary are the creative force behind the book and accompanying multimedia. Anthony, we welcome you to the show.
I'm glad to be on.
And Connor McCreary, thank you also for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. It's a real pleasure.
Now, I'm going to address this to both of you. Pick it up where you want to. It's difficult to believe that a graphic novel combining these Shakespearean characters hasn't happened until now. How did it happen with you two?
You know what? That was our greatest fear when we started this project about 7 years ago. We kept waiting to find the graphic novel that we had somehow missed, that this idea must have been done. And we were happily surprised that it hadn't. I guess people have spent so much time working with Shakespeare's existing text, there's so many great reimaginations of existing plays. I guess nobody had felt the need to sort of do what we're doing. And it really kind of came by accident. We were just kind of riffing back and forth, joking about video game concepts of all things. When Anthony was talking about Kill Bill, which was out at the time,
right?
He was saying, let's not kill David Carradine, let's kill a different Bill. What if it was, Billy Shakespeare? And we kind of looked at each other, and the last 7 years of our lives has sort of been dedicated to bringing that idea to life.
Okay, so it's kind of Kill Will. So summarize the story for us.
Certainly. Kill Shakespeare is an action-adventure, as you pointed out, which pits all of his greatest heroes and all of his most menacing villains, and they're all on a quest to track down and kill or save a reclusive wizard by the name of William Shakespeare. So it starts off with Hamlet, and what we do is we take him from the play, where he's banished from Denmark. So he's on a ship with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, his two buddies, and the ship is attacked by pirates. And this is something that's described in the play, but you don't actually see it in the play, and it's our jumping off point. So the pirates attack, Hamlet is thrown overboard and washes ashore on this strange land. And on this strange land, every person that he meets are going to be Shakespeare's characters. So Richard III, kind of fishes him off the beach and says, look, I can give you what you want, which is your dead father, but I need you to track down and kill William Shakespeare for me. So then Hamlet goes on this quest, and he meets Juliet, Othello, Falstaff, and they tell him that, yes, you're supposed to find Shakespeare, but you're not supposed to kill him, you're supposed to save him. He's actually the creator, the god of this universe. And, he's going to help us fight the tyranny of Richard and Lady Macbeth and Iago and all of the bad guys.
Very clever. The idea of Shakespeare as a wizard or the kind of grand puppeteer pulling the levers of the mere mortals is one that Shakespeare himself hinted at, especially in the character of Prospero from The Tempest, where a character washes up on an island. So were either of you Shakespearean scholars? I mean, that's a pretty good little knitting together.
Weirdly enough, we are actually both business students. We attended the same university here in Ontario, up in cold, snowy Canada. But Anthony always liked to call himself a film student trapped in a business student's body. And he's been a rabid devotee of the Bard. He's attended the Stratford Festival, which is the biggest Shakespearean festival in North America, every year for almost two decades. And I had a minor in theater, so I was exposed to the Bard that way. I think what's made it work for us is that while we both love Shakespeare, and we've certainly read a number of his plays now several times, obviously, to do the research, we also bring a bit of a populist feel to it. And in a lot of ways, that actually feels very Shakespearean. We'll argue quite strongly that Shakespeare was a populist and would probably be a little disappointed to see his work cast as some sort of elitist fair.
Right. These were not high-minded people going to these plays. It was all manner of folks. And you really play with the characters. Anthony, I'd love to hear you on that. Juliet, she's a fighter. She's a kind of renegade warrior. Hamlet, suddenly courageous and full of will. Othello, no longer obsessed with thoughts. This graphic novel mashup of Shakespeare's beloved characters just strikes me as kind of a great, fun way to play with them. You get to kind of rewrite the endings.
Yeah, we do in some sense. I mean, it's great to be able to work in a graphic novel medium like this. Because when you think about it, when Shakespeare wrote his plays, he didn't write them to be read like they are in classes today. He wrote them to be performed, and they're full of action, they're full of adventure, kineticism, energy, and often, you know, that just doesn't jump off the page of a normal reading. But when you put into graphic novel format, I mean, for instance, the pirate attack that I talked about, which is the jumping off point in our story, I mean, that, you know, Shakespeare was never able to do that, but in a graphic novel format, we can show, you know, the pirates attacking, we can see the, you know, the clanging of the swords, I mean, we can see, you know, all this adventure, all in the, you know, all for a decent amount of money as well.
Well, and of course, it's also in graphic novel format, you get to have the crack, smack, ha ha ha, you know, all of the great sound effects and, you know, gorging exit wounds, which is part of the value of it. And I wonder about that. The companion website actually has a post that says, "Dear university students, forget studying. Curl up with a good graphic novel." So is that the goal, to get kids, students interested in Shakespeare?
It's not the end goal of Kill Shakespeare, but I mean, it is a happy side effect. I mean, Anthony and I wanted to write a fun story that we would want to read. You know, we're both in our early 30s, so we're a little past our university years. You know, so that wasn't the goal. We never said, hey, let's come up with a way to trick kids into liking Shakespeare, because I think that's a little fruitless. We just wanted to have fun with these amazing characters, and it's been very nice to see the amount of people who have emailed us and said, hey, you know, I'm a comics person, but I'm reading Kill Shakespeare, and now I'm picking up plays for the first time in 15 years. Mm-hmm. Or I'm in grade 10, and I'm really loving Kill Shakespeare. I'm also studying Romeo and Juliet or Julius Caesar or whatever it is, and that they're really enjoying the two together. And just as satisfying with Kill Shakespeare are people who are Shakespeare fans who write to us and say, now I'm reading comic books. Mm. I didn't realize that comic books were actually written for people who like to read. I thought they were kids' stuff. So it's really satisfying on both levels.
So quickly, any negative reactions? Any purists saying, how could you mess with this stuff?
There have been a couple purists that have stepped up to the microphone, I guess you could say, and voiced their dissent on this. There's one notable critic or Shakespeare scholar back in April when our first issue came out that said that this was horrible. She wanted to slap us, you know, and she also mentioned that she, the first issue made her throw up in her mouth, and she mentioned that three times.
Oh, hi.
But there was nothing specific that she hated, except for the fact that we did not write the story in iambic pentameter.
Well, that would have cut off some folks.
Well, of course, yeah. And we knew jumping into the story that there would be those purists that believe that Shakespeare must be performed as such. And if you do not do it that way, or if you not do it as such, then, you know, that's wrong. That's bad. And so we knew that. But I mean, we just love the fact that it has provoked some discussion about, you know, would Shakespeare be in comic books right now if he was alive today? Would he be in film? Would he be in video game? And we would argue that he would be, because as Bonner was saying, I mean, he's a popular, you know, he was a populist of his time.
I'm sorry, I have to wrap up. I want to thank you so much, Anthony Del Cole and Connor McCreary, the creative force behind the graphic novel Kill Shakespeare. You'll find a link to more at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, lessons learned from the year in movies after the news from the BBC.